Let's lace them up.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Los Angeles erupted into a euphoria the city hadn't seen since 1988. An excitement overpowered the smog that usually fills the LA skies. In 2017, the Dodgers reached their first World Series in 29 years. The October Classic stage was set for the Dodgers to play the Houston Astros. The Dodgers entered the World Series riding the hot bat of an improbable hero, Justin Turner. Since joining the Dodgers, Turner turned his career around. He finished the season with a .322 batting average and 22 home runs. Rookie sensation Cody Bellinger hit 39 home runs and finished the season with a .267 batting average, just a year after the Dodgers produced another rookie sensation in Corey Seager. The roster included a mixture of veterans like Adrian Gonzalez, Chase Utley, and Andre Ethier, with a group of experienced bats like Yasiel Puig, Yasmani Grandal, and Jock Peterson. And it all balanced out with a pitching staff with legends like Clayton Kershaw, Rich Hill, and Kenley Jensen. The loaded Dodgers entered the World Series against the Astros as favorites. Angelinos believed in their team, the city rallied behind the Dodgers, and flags appeared once again in people's car windows. A sudden team spirit colored the city in a Pantone tint that demonstrated how much Los Angeles needed the team to make it back to the October Classic. Unfortunately, the Dodgers encountered a banging team in Houston and lost the series in 7 games. Throughout the series, Clayton Kershaw pitched well enough to exorcise his October demons. Alex Wood pitched 5 innings of no-hit ball, and Yu Darvish got banged around in Game 7. 3 years later, the MLB conducted an investigation after cheating allegations came up. After the examination, it was revealed that the Astros created an elaborate system where players in the dugout relayed signs to the batters by banging on trash cans. What a low-class move. The sign stealing happened at Minute Maid Park. The Astros kept their championship, but manager AJ Hinge and general manager Jeff Lunhow were both suspended and fired. With their heads held high, the Dodgers looked forward to returning the following season. Fans put away their flags, hoping to dust them off rather sooner than later. The 2018 season started with a season-ending injury to Corey Seager. The season ended with a 163rd game against the Rockies to decide the winner of the division, and the front office brought back a fan favorite in Matt Kemp to Dodger Blue. The Hollywood stars aligned for yet another shot at the Dodgers ending their 30-year World Series drought. This time, they faced the Boston Red Sox. During the series, the only win the Dodgers earned came during an 18-inning game where Max Muncy ended the game with a bomb of a home run. The series ended 4-1 with the Red Sox taking the Commissioner's Trophy. Dodgers ownership promised ending the drought. Instead, the Dodgers became the second team to lose back-to-back World Series in 10 years. Ron Washington's Texas Rangers lost back-to-back World Series between 2009 and 2010. Every Dodgers fan felt dismantled, emotionally and physically, and it became an exhausting matter to defend the divisional champions in what felt like a groundhog loop. People demanded Dave Roberts be fired. Kershaw's name continued to be dragged by everyone in Southern California, and ownership had fallen short of making the Dodgers an elite franchise. The drought grew into what seemed like an endless pit of misery, filled with pointless defensive arguments being wasted on the Dodgers.